bringing us breakfast.
Tired.
All right.
Did you like the way you guys kind of responded tonight after Monday night?
We scored like 3 goals in the first, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then they called a timeout, and Pointer had a breakaway right after that. So yeah, I like the way we responded. It was, you know, it's tough because we had a little bit of time to think about it, but to come out the way they did was obviously big for us.
That opening stretch there with, you know, the hit on Bouncers, the run on Vasilevskiy, I mean, does seeing your guys kind of stand up for each other, you know, they do that, but that's the tone?
Yeah, I thought so. Usually when you're playing a Western Conference team, there's really not that kind of animosity, but I think as we've grown together here this first quarter of the year, I'm not so sure maybe we would have saw that, you know, 15 games ago. But I mean, the second, you know, Balsers goes down, but you know, when Vassy got hit, the gloves are off, but a multitude of guys, like, instantaneously. And so it takes, you know, you take pride in your team, and the players are taking pride in themselves and their teammates. And I think that is some pretty good team building for us. So, and I thought that carried on for the rest of our game.
Have you ever seen 4 guys throw off their gloves?
Yeah, that was, well, you'd love to see it though.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the guy lying in the corner.
they score to make it 3-2. You obviously want some sort of response after you get that 3-2, but to score 18 seconds later, does that pretty much, that kind of cuts off all momentum they might have had in that moment?
It really does. And, you know, because you've got a 3-0 lead, and now you're looking up there and half the game's left, and now it's 3-2. And you're we're doing a lot of good things. But you need, like, it's kind of the games, but it's like, how do you keep responding? So how do you respond when somebody hits your goal? How do you respond after a loss to Boston? How do you respond when you have a 3-2 lead, and or 3-0 lead, it's 3-2? And they kept responding, and hence we won tonight.
What do you think helped the guys maintain that quick response and stay within their structure so well?
Well, to be honest, I think the Boston game, as well as we may have played in the first, we had, you know, they taught us some lessons in that game, and you just can't hang your hat in the first period. Just like we couldn't hang our hat in tonight's first period, we had to keep going, and I thought we did that. And we protected our net much better tonight. I mean, did they get some looks? Of course they did. But even that third period, we may have been in our end a little more than we liked, but in the end, we really didn't give them anything, and that's what you want to do.
Coach, do you have an injury update on Balsers?
I don't yet, but I don't want to lay anything out now, but he definitely won't be playing on this road trip. I would doubt.
Good. Day off tomorrow.
I've had a day off, so
I'm
like Halloween.
10 on Sunday. Yeah.